Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wait, so is it a Funky Friday at this point?
I guess it is,
all
man.
Right, hey, I guess it's a Funky Friday.
Once you hear Word Up, you don't even have to ask that question.
That's right. In the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Funky Friday. Appreciate you hanging out with us. By the way, a heads up, because I always forget to do this, and I want to make sure that today is not a day that I forget to do this. The Drive will be live on location, the 10th stop of their crawfish tour. I believe that it's Christian's Tailgate in the Energy Corridor, right there off of Highway 6. I've already been committed to going, so I guess I'm going out there to give me some crawfish as well. Don't let that stop you. Go. The guys will be out there. There'll be prizes to give away as they always do. And of course,
who working today?
The Drive. I know Clint's there. I actually don't know who is, because I know Ron is still in Aruba. I don't know who's rolling with Clint today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's B. Scott again.
Let's try
I don't know
to take
if Luke Morrow jumping in.
Luke, I'm gonna go with Luke.
Yeah, I think it's Luke Morrow jumping in. The man who wears gloves.
It's a wild
when
guess.
He eats crawfish too.
Yeah.
But either way, always the show is always fantastic. So. Come out, see what's happening with the fellas, get you some crawfish, and then, of course, see if you can win some prizes out there. But, Lopez, you put this together because it is kind of list season.
You gave me the idea.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Because yesterday we had a really good list. You know, what we're talking about.
That was not a really good list. What you mean?
Yeah, it was a bad list.
No, we went through, okay. It was a really good, it was a fun segment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Going about the new first year duos of quarterback receiver. And I went,
still can't believe of the new combinations. Yeah, man. Yeah. I get it. Chris Olave is good at football, but Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave over CJ and Christian Kirk, huh?
So blame you, though, because I saw.
Me?
Because you said.
I ain't write that.
You said it's list season. I said it sure is.
That's right.
Let's see if we're good with these lists.
Okay, so we're just going to, let's dig into more of them. See how these lists, and let's get a better understanding of how, you know, some of the national media is viewing this Texas team heading into year three of D'Amico Ryans, year three of C.J. Stroud, new offensive coordinator coming off of the year in which your offensive line, or really, I mean, your offensive coordinator, and you know, however you decide to parse the blame there, were kind of exposed on the national stage a couple of times.
Yeah.
At least two real national embarrassments. Like, how are people viewing this this Texas team? And where do you want to begin here, Lopez?
All right, so I think it says a lot as you look at them all. You know, what the national narrative is on the Texans going. And by the way, these lists are all after OTA started. So the most recent list.
Okay, so we're getting that new.
Yeah, the most recent list. I got team rankings, cornerbacks, offensive lines, edge rushers, and quarterbacks. I'm going to start with team ranking.
Okay, so just up and down. Where are they viewing?
As we go into, as we're in and past now. OTAs. I'm going to go through the top ones relatively quickly because you know it, and then I'm going to talk about where the Texans are in relation to others. Number one, Eagles. Two, Chiefs. Three, Bills.
He not letting us guess or nothing. That's crazy.
Four.
Bro. Texans?
Lions.
Oh, okay. Over the Ravens? Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting. The Ravens are slipping here. But I, the way that you stopped, I'm just conditioned to when somebody stops like that. It's like, oh, this is the part that we want to know. Okay, never mind.
Five.
Ravens?
Ravens here.
Commanders.
What?
Really?
You gotta be lying.
Hold on.
What? I am not lying.
Is there a write up on why the Commanders
are there? Yeah. Where is the Ravens at?
We'll get there.
The Commanders, surprise team last year, doesn't come close to accurately describing how impressive their 2024 run was. Jaden, this sounds a lot like they were talking about the Texans.
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah, that's what it is, that's man. Exactly what it is. They drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Six, Ravens.
Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah. Seven, Rams, your opener. Eight, Broncos.
Ooh, okay.
That's pretty high.
Nine, Vikings.
All right.
Keep in mind, you haven't heard the Texans yet.
No, we have not.
Yeah. 10, Chargers.
Really? The Chargers?
And the Texans beat the Chargers, man.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that head-to-head there. But then also, this is where I am going to have, some of the other ones I can kind of see. This, I'll have some complaints here because the Chargers did not, I don't think they made their defense markedly better talent-wise. Mm-hmm. And that was a thing that was tough with them is that they felt like their defense did the right things, was really solid. But I did not look at their defense as highly talented. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same this year. And I don't think that you can look at the way the Texans play them, the way that the Texans are constituted, and without having them up their defense, say that they are better as a team, whether you talk about construction or play.
They leaned heavily into Jim Harbaugh and the additions on the offense. Mekhi Becton, Mike Williams, Najee Harris, Trey Harris. And such.
Did you read the Bengals at all on this list?
Not yet.
See, that's kind of crazy too, man. It seemed like they leaning heavy into the AFC West.
Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Commanders, Ravens, Rams, Broncos, Vikings, Chargers, 11, Packers.
All right, so this is disrespect.
Well, that's kind of the exercise.
There's disrespect.
Like, what do people think about the Texans?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now.
The Texans defense last year was one of the absolute best in the league. Mm-hmm. Like top five defense, just to put it conservatively at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there's not enough respect for that, or there's just no belief in
the
offense.
That's it.
There's reasons. We've talked up and down about the reasons why there is to have some skepticism of what's happening here, right? Did they do enough with building the offensive line? We'll talk a little bit more about the offensive line at noon. You have a first-time play caller stepping up in Nick Caley, and the added wrinkle of that is, he's coming from like the tree of guys that you look at and you go, oh man, they are touched by God or what have you. But one of the things that ends up being funny is as you get to like a particular coach's coaching tree, their assistants, after a while, you're getting further and further away from the guys that have like the system down pat. And you're getting guys who have had shorter and shorter tenures in there. And in theory, you might be getting further away from the guys who can really bring you what you're thinking that you're getting from that tree. And Nick Caley might, if you looked at the way that he's, situated where he had 2 years with the Rams, you might be able to argue how strong of a grasp does he have on what that system
right.
is. I'm not saying that he doesn't. I'm excited to see what he has. There's been a few things that you could point to. His attention to detail and intent and trying to make sure that his players know what they're doing and some of those things. But like, I think all of those are fair questions. But questions enough to put you behind the Chargers, what the Chargers are doing here, behind the Green Bay Packers, who admittedly I like. It feels like there's too much disrespect happening here.
But wait, there's more.
Really?
12 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 13 Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, it seemed like the Bengals got a chip on their shoulder, man.
Yeah, the Bengals will definitely should be in that. 14 Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going.
15 Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What?
They were assuming by the, this list was yesterday. I looked it up. Yeah. This was NFL, one of the NFL, you know, websites, and I'll look it up and get it to you. 16 Niners. 17 Houston Texans.
Wow.
17.
What do they write about the Houston Texans here?
It's confounding. That's how I would describe the Texans' offense in one offseason in one word. Traded away Laremy Tunsil. Instead of attacking the offensive line's woes head on, they made a series of moves that should be labeled as questionable when assessing true upgrades. On a more positive note, adding Christian Kirk in the slot and Jaden Higgins should give third-year quarterback C.J. Stroud plenty of weapons. Defensively, they got plenty of talent. This should be a 10-plus win team on paper, but as we learned last year, things don't always align with expectations. Either way, they need Stroud and get this offense on track.
And all that accounts to being the 17th best team?
17.
Yeah, honestly, the way they put it, it kind of makes sense.
Well, you could tell from the start it was about the offense.
Yeah, it was about the offense. Yeah. And then when you, from the outside looking in, you're trading your best offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And not really having a sure replacement or a better replacement,
mm-hmm.
I could kind of see where they're going with it. I disagree,
yeah.
But I could kind of see where they're going with it. I just can't, like, dog, y'all beat the Chargers in the playoffs, man. I felt like the Chargers was a little more disappointing to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a reason to be kind of further down the list.
I'd be mad if I was a Bengals fan.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, like, all those things, we understand them. I think we've discussed them at great length. That still feels like that is very, very low, and maybe it does not give enough credit. Talking about the defense was a throwaway line, and there's a lot of talent on the defense.
We
didn't talk about you already had a lot of talent, and you added to the places where you had a little bit of weakness, and this defense looks almost infallible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should get a little bit more love than it does there, and it doesn't. I think that list is awful.
I'll make you feel a little better, and we can follow up on this some more. Ranking the best cornerbacks.
Oh, we don't even have time to get in this, but I imagine just
the
cornerback group, and this is what, Pro Football Focus?
This one is Pro Football Focus. Sauce Gardner, in order. Patrick Surtain.
Oh, I remember that. Like, individuals. Because this has Derek Stingley fifth, right?
Yep, Derek Stingley fifth. And get this. Number 32, Kamari Lassiter. No, 31, Kamari Lassiter. So this was the 32 best cornerbacks in the NFL. You got Stingley 5 and Lassiter 31.
I appreciate the love for Lassiter. The top of the list makes me feel a little uncomfortable, though. The idea that not only do they – Sauce Gardner above –
Now, Surtain you get.
Above Derek Stingley Jr., seems to not make sense considering that those guys came in at the same time. And I know development isn't linear. Sometimes you take steps back. But Stingley has been nails all the way through.
Stingley never took a step back.
Correct.
Yeah.
I feel like he got better each year.
Mm-hmm.
But even that is weird. But then putting Sauce Gardner above Pat Surtain as well, who also has not taken a step back, makes it all feel very uncomfortable to the place where I can't even appreciate the idea. They're one of the people that is starting to be very cognizant about showing Kamari Lassiter love, because Kamari Lassiter doesn't feel like he's gotten enough as cornerback. Yeah, so even then, that list does not hit me the way that I wanted to. We're just getting going on whether you good with it on these, and it's two no's for me, Lopez.
No and no on the first two. We got three more.
Are you good with either of those?
I got no.
Okay, all right. So let's see if the Houston disrespect continues when we get that a little bit later on in the program. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Revisiting another Astros victory as they continue in their road trip, but also There's some rumors on a potential Rockets target. Let's talk about that and more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.